Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Real estate is moving here in the early part of 2021. Joining us right now from the Joanne Wine and Associates branch of Real Living Key Realty, it's Jeff Wine. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How's the real estate market in this brand new year?
So far, so good. Things are looking, very positive, certainly for buyers and sellers. For 2021, we're expecting really a banner year, especially mortgage interest rates are expected to stay, somewhere around 3%, maybe a little bit below, maybe a little bit above, which is just outstanding news for home buyers. And then we're expecting on a national level, when I think that's going to, we'll see that happen in St. Clair County as well, more homes being sold. We're looking at maybe a 7% increase on a national level. And a lot of that, I think, is due to increased builder confidence that hopefully we find a better balance between material increased price, materials increased, the grit prices increased a great deal last year, some labor shortages, and not enough lots to build on. So hopefully those three bottlenecks or choke points will moderate, allowing more inventory to come on the market, which should satisfy some of the pent-up demand that we're seeing. So
I'm looking overall, at the year-ago numbers compared to this year, the numbers that you sent over here a little while ago, Jeff. And I'll tell you what, things are really looking good, all things considered, given that we're in the midst of a global pandemic. I mean, sale prices are up. You need more houses to sell. I mean, things are looking pretty good.
I think so. I mean, I think we may have talked last, March, April, May, when things seemed to be okay after being shut down in February and March of last year, that Bob Tansky, at the econ professor at SC4, didn't teach us how to operate a business in a pandemic. And he didn't really, no fault, I'm just poking fun at Bob a little bit, but I mean, who could prepare us for this? And
nobody.
I would have thought that we would have just stuck our head in the sand and hoped for the best. So fortunately, not all industries have been as fortunate as real estate. Certainly the restaurant, hospitality, other businesses have certainly been struggling and slogging it through. So God bless them, and I hope that other industries less fortunate are able to pull through this. Certainly is it's a very confusing time for people, and that is why, even more than ever, for a buyer and or seller to be in touch with somebody in the business that they know and trust and that has the experience to kind of lead them through. Because even though the numbers look good, it's still kind of a tricky market out there, for buyers, especially that first-time home buyer.
Well, and let's talk about those people that want to buy real estate right now, but it is a seller's market. And when you say it's a seller's market, buyers kind of go, oh, well, how are they going to, get me? And really, you can still be in the driver's seat as a buyer, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to get pre-approved, one, doing your homework, get pre-approved, know what it is you want. I had a conversation with he's not my godson, but he's a very close friend's son yesterday out of state. He and his wife want to buy a home, and it's a special property. They know they're going to pay too much. The house is well over 100 years old. They know there are going to be inspection issues. So how do we come to a win-win situation? How do we buy this home? And, talking with him, and I tell any buyer this, you have to know it might be a good value long-term. If your time horizon, 40, 50, 60 years, what you do in 2021 may not matter so much. But if it's important to get the house, you don't want to get it at any cost. You know, if there are inspection issues or boundary issues or easement problems or the well's going to be run dry or you're going to need to put a new septic field in. I mean, everybody has a limit as to what they can spend and or do with the home. But if you know where you want to, it all makes the process easier and you're able to sleep a little bit better if you, I think, know your limits, know where you want to be, know the reason you're purchasing, and have that long-term time horizon. It still is a way to be, to feel, if not in completely in the driver's seat, at least to feel that you're not completely out of control either. And I also would, you know, caution sellers, yes, it's a seller's market, but let's not get too cocky either. You know, you don't want to price your home so high that you can't get appraised, you don't find a buyer, and then you end up missing the market completely in 6, 7, 8 months from now, end up with a house that you couldn't sell in the best real estate market in, you know, 10 or 15 years.
So sure.
It's just it all starts with a frank conversation, and both parties need to, whether you're a buyer or a seller, you kind of need to, though Kenny Rogers song, "Know When to Fold Them, Know When to Hold Them," right?
Yeah. So,
I won't sing that for you or your audience. You'll have to,
oh, come on.
You know, listen to the station, listen to WSAQ and wait for it, I guess.
Right. Now, that's very good advice, because you're right. This is a market you definitely can take advantage of, either as a buyer or a seller, but you don't want to let your own foolish pride get in the way, stubbornness, or indecision.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's time. When someone says, I remember from the recession in 2008, 9, 10, so the market, people purchased homes, you know, at 30-40% of market value or less than half of what they had been appraised for or sold for a few years prior. And so when that inventory had gotten worked off and, you know, sold off, buyers were then mad. You know, they're angry with their real estate agent for them not being able to buy, to get the same deal that their brother or their cousin or their sister got. Well, that market had changed. So now we're telling people, I mean, a win is being able to buy the home. A win is still selling your home for a fair price and being able to move on to the next home without the concern of owning two homes, maintaining two homes, those types of things. How can we make all the cogs fall into place so the machinery keeps working? So, yeah. And it seems to me, it appears as though there are some fairly exciting developments happening with sales in different parts or pockets of the county of land that's going to be developed and or developments that are planned. Lots coming online. So hopefully we'll see some new housing, increased tax base, more housing choices for people going forward, both in whether it's apartments, single family, or condominium, attached condominium developments. So pretty exciting times.
It is. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting year, 2021, for a whole bunch of reasons, especially in the real estate market. But again, be prepared. Make sure that you're ready to go if you're putting your house on the market, or if you're in the market for a house, get pre-approved and get ready to go, right?
Right, absolutely. And hey, just a note to you and Caleb. I was listening to you earlier this morning, and Caleb said that being the general manager or coach or of the Detroit Lions was above his pay grade. I don't know if that's true.
Right.
I think Caleb,
can you do any worse than
exactly
they've done?
The right person for the job. I think he'd be the great coach of the Detroit Lions.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right about that. Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
Right. We could have a Zoom meeting. We could all vote on the next play or something in the chat. The chat box.
I wouldn't be entirely opposed to that. That's not a bad idea. Hey, listen, Jeff, if somebody wants to put their house on the market, or if they're in the market for a home, what should they do at this point?
Sure. Let's make it easier. How about Wine Team Realty, and then go to PortHuronHomes.com.
Easy as that.
How about,
I like easy.
I thought you might. So.
All right, Jeff. Hey, always appreciate it. Thanks so much. Take care, and we'll talk again real soon.
Nice talking to you, Paul. Thank you, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.